Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. And my guest this morning is Barbara Foley, and we'll be talking about pancreatic cancer, one of the deadliest cancers. But Connecticut's nonprofit Ron Foley Foundation has been dedicated to finding a cure and helping families in the area and improving early detection for some 10 years. And Barbara is the president of the foundation and is here to tell us a little bit about their mission and how New Country Motor Cars actually is supporting the organization. Barbara, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here today.
And we're always pleased to get information out about something as serious as pancreatic cancer and hopefully help some people and encourage other people to perhaps donate some money to this cause. Could you tell us a little bit first, Barbara, about the Ron Foley Foundation?
Sure. Yeah, I founded the Ron Foley Foundation in memory of my late husband, who passed away from pancreatic cancer in 2005. When he was diagnosed, we knew nothing about the disease. And so it really became my mission to raise awareness of pancreatic cancer, to raise funds for pancreatic cancer research, and to provide financial aid to pancreatic cancer patients in need. And I've done that through the Ron Foley Foundation.
Why is pancreatic cancer such a big issue?
It's the third deadliest of all cancers. It is of all the major cancers, it's the only cancer whose mortality rates are on the rise rather than on the decline. It is expected to become the second deadliest of cancers by the year 2020, which is just 2 years away. It is an extremely difficult disease. And the symptoms are usually kind of normal symptoms, things that could be anything. Lower backache, abdominal pain, jaundice, nausea. Late onset diabetes and it can be misdiagnosed very often is usually discovered late.
Is there any promising new research about pancreatic cancer?
Well, there is a lot of work on genomic medicine and specialized medicine, but the key is to get the funds to these organizations. NIH only provides 2% of funding to pancreatic cancer a year, so that's why we're so adamant to raise funds and awareness. And that's how New Country Motor Cars has helped us as well. Our major fundraiser, Ron's Run for the Roses, is a Kentucky Derby Day event. It's every first Saturday in May. We hold it at Folly Farm in Simsbury. People wear beautiful hats, mint tuleps. It's wonderful. Well, Tim Parker and the guys at New Country Motor Car Group, that includes Mercedes-Benz, Mini Cooper, and BMW, have been our presenting sponsor for the past 5 years, agreed again at this past year's event to sponsor us for the sixth year in a row. And also, that's not enough for them. So they also host a wonderful event, Rockaway Pancreatic Cancer, during the month of November, and which they just held for us. It was wonderful. They brought in wonderful entertainment, the Como Brothers. We raised funds for pancreatic cancer and enjoyed it at the Mercedes-Benz dealership in a coffee house type setting. So we really appreciate that. But during the month of December, I would love people to think about when they're looking for that gift, when they're looking for something special for a difficult person, somebody that's hard to buy for, to think about a donation to our Ron's Rescue Fund. Our Ron's Rescue Fund provides direct funds to pancreatic cancer patients in need. Pancreatic cancer is a very devastating diagnosis. It comes on quickly, and often your spouse can't work, has to stay home to take care of you. You can't work, you lose your job. we want to keep their lights on. We want to keep them in their homes, in their apartments. And so 100% of the dollar that you donate to Ron's Rescue Fund will go to patient aid. It's a restricted fund. We're very proud of that. And I think it's kind of a nice idea for a Christmas gift or a gift for somebody that's hard to give.
No, absolutely. Is there any way to prevent pancreatic cancer that we know of?
No. I guess being cognizant of your, smoking is, if you don't smoke and maintain a good weight. But no, they really don't know what can prevent it.
What are some of the accomplishments of the foundation now as it marks its 10th anniversary?
Well, the 10th anniversary is bittersweet because we have accomplished so much with our amazing group of volunteers, we are still determined to help find a cure and help as many people as we can. But we have raised over $2 million to date and have donated over 200,000 to pancreatic cancer patients in need and approximately $600,000 to fund research and awareness throughout the state of Connecticut.
So that's a lot. Now, there are things that people can probably do to help out the cause.
Absolutely. We're always looking for volunteers, number one. We're based in West Hartford, always looking for volunteers. Ron's Run for the Roses is a massive event, and that is going to be May 4th. So we'd love that. But also, if you come to Ron's Run, Saturday, May 4th, 2019, that would be pretty amazing, or consider sponsoring or making a donation to our auction. We would really appreciate it.
And I think there's probably many of our listeners have been touched by this in one way or another, either personally or through a family member or a friend.
Yeah. It's amazing the number of people that we meet during our normal days that in the organization that have been touched. And it is stunning because for the most part, the 54,000 people that will be diagnosed, let's say in 2019, and 44,000 people will die from pancreatic cancer that same year. So there aren't many survivors. It's the people there are not many survivors of the disease. Mm-hmm. It's the survivors left behind, the family members and loved ones left behind. And it is amazing that it's a community. Very tight-knit community, and many of our volunteers were touched by pancreatic cancer, and we have some that are battling the disease.
And there's so many cancers, early detection, and this is no different. Early detection certainly is much better than having it detected later on, but some of them have things you can do, colonoscopies and things along those lines, to catch it early. Is there anything you can do to catch this
no,
early?
No. And that is our hope and our goal. Absolutely.
Oh. Now, if people would like more information about the Ron Foley Foundation, Barbara, where can they go?
You can go to info@ronsrun.org. You could go to our website, ronsrun.org, or you can give us a call at 860-521-0500.
All right. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's Barbara Foley, who is president of the Ron Foley Foundation. And we've been talking this morning about pancreatic cancer. That's our program for today. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.